This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're being told that nearly a third of all freshwater fish species are threatened by extinction. 16 conservation groups had released this report yesterday, or was it today? It's called The World's Forgotten Fishes. And they say that 80 freshwater species, which make up more than half of all the world's species, have been declared extinct, with 16 disappearing in 2020 alone. Now, I don't really spend a lot of time looking at fish. I don't eat a lot of fish. I mean, we had, a fish tank, but there's been a lot of, debate and a lot of, unfortunate criticism of these conservation groups and aquariums and, retreats and habitats. And, there's a lot of debate on whether it's cruel or whether it saves a species. But I haven't done a lot of appreciation of fish lately because I haven't been outdoors. I haven't taken the kids to a zoo. I haven't taken the kids to an aquarium. So I've been a little bit out of the loop, which is, one argument to, be very, proactive of having your family, introduced to nature, whether it be, swimming or scuba diving or whale watching. It stinks because there's always an argument that, if you're going to take your kids to fish, you're killing fish. Okay, well then we're just going to take our kids to look at fish in an aquarium. No, that's bad too. So I don't know what the answer is. One way to learn fish is to fish, but then people accuse you of killing fish. So I don't know what the answer is, but migratory populations have declined by more than three quarters since the 1970s. Populations of larger species, according to NBC News, weigh more than 60 pounds, have fallen by even more catastrophic 94%. They say freshwater fish are important for the healthy functioning of the world's rivers, lakes, wetlands. Millions of people around the world depend on them for food security, livelihoods, especially vulnerable and indigenous communities. The rapid decline could then therefore put societies and economies across the globe in peril. So conservation groups behind the report, including the Worldwide Fund for Nature and the Global Wildlife Conservation, point to a combination of pressures that are affecting our freshwater fish populations, like habitat degradation, damming, draining of rivers and wetlands, pollution, introduction of invasive species, wildlife crime, and they cite climate change. Say of more than 10,000 species whose conservation status has been assessed by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, 30% are considered at risk of extinction. So the study says that freshwater fish are considered undervalued, with the WWF Stuart Orr saying freshwater fish are often forgotten in global debates about climate, biodiversity, and global development. So they think that the report from the 16 organizations coming together highlights the incredible diversity of freshwater fish species, but reminds people that these species are in decline. They say as we look to adapt to climate change, we start to think about all the discussions that governments are going to have on biodiversity. It's time for us to shine a light on fresh water. So their report is asking for an emergency recovery plan to reverse decades of decline by protecting and restoring natural river flows, water quality, critical habitats, while undoing the harm caused by overfishing. Now, I it's interesting. One thing that I learned in my, college days and education and getting my degree in biology is species unfortunately come and go. And as somebody who loves nature and I love animals, I would like to preserve all species. But the one thing I had learned in my young years is nature seems to control that much more than other animal populations. Yeah, the dinosaurs probably ate a bunch of birds, and the dinosaurs could have, you know, but then they became extinct. Dinosaurs became extinct not because humans. Well, they think it might be an asteroid, and there's a whole bunch of debate on why the dinosaurs are no longer here. But species become extinct. They just do. If humans don't get their acts together, right, and, you know, and realize that we're animals at our core and still keep up survival skills, we could become extinct too. So the question I have is, which is a question that keeps coming up in science, is if we do have the ability to stop nature and to fight an evolutionary trend, do we? Now, the argument many people have is, well, yeah, but this wasn't natural nature. Humans changed the rivers with damming and with, you know, maybe introducing plastics and other, you know, pollution. So because humans made this mess, it is our job to fix it, which I'm fine with that argument. I mean, you know, this, you know, but one thing that I'm a little concerned about is there are many, shall we say, you know, species that are going to come and go in billions of years and, you know, lifetimes. And it's, I don't want them to go, but sometimes the evolution of another species depends on the de-evolution of a different species. I mean, you know, humans, we have grown and expanded to billions upon billions of people on this earth. Why? Well, because we ate other animals. We're going to continue to eat other animals. Now, we could farm animals and we could try to grow more so we don't have cow go extinct or chicken go extinct, which is what we're doing. We're trying to, you know, farm salmon. But, I want to save the plants. I want to save fish. I want to save animals. But I think some things are out of our hands. And, you know, with climate change, you know, we're trying to make all these decisions on how to, you know, protect the environment. I agree. We don't litter, you know, don't be dumping your beer into, you know, a river. But I think there are some things that are happening on this earth that are just beyond our control. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, metal fatigue apparently played a role in the engine explosion on a United Airlines flight that was over Denver on Saturday. I believe that airplane was supposed to be going to Hawaii. National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Robert Sumwalt said in a virtual news conference that the explosion on Flight 328 had sent pieces of the Pratt & Whitney PW4000 engine. It was raining down on suburban neighborhoods, and Mr. Sumwalt said that the engine made a loud bang and started vibrating about 4 minutes after takeoff from Denver International Airport. The plane was about 12,000 feet above homes at the time. So if you see the pictures, they said two fan blades in the engine broke, one at the base where it meets the hub, and the second about midway. He said the first blade caused, quote, overload damage to the second blade. One of the blades was actually found on a soccer field. Sumwalt said investigators will try to investigate how long the blades had suffered the, quote, unquote, fatigue. FAA records show the plane involved was 26 years old, which isn't that rare with planes, but the FAA and NTSB officials said they couldn't clarify whether the engine that failed was an original part or was installed later on. They should be able to clarify. That should be very easy to find on the plane's records. Photos taken Saturday after the plane returned to the Denver airport showed a gaping hole under the right wing, suggesting some of the engine debris struck the plane itself. It's a miracle that the pilots were able to land this safely. Sumwalt acknowledged the aircraft's underbody was damaged, but said the damage wasn't structural. The damaged part is a composite fairing that smooths out the plane to make it more aerodynamic. They said the fire handle in the cockpit was activated and two fire bottles in the engine were discharged. The fuel flow was turned off, and investigators are going to look into what continued to fuel the fire despite the precautions that were taken. So usually the engine shuts off. They're trying to stop the fire and hopefully land with the other engine, I guess. So they said their mission is to understand not only what happened, but why it happened so that we can keep it from happening again. 200 passengers were on the Hawaii-bound flight. Imagine if this happened when they were over the Pacific. Thank God nobody was hurt on the plane or on the ground. Absolute miracle. The aircraft returned safely to the airport about 20 minutes after takeoff. Now, apparently, this isn't the first time this has happened. There was one in December involving a Japan Airlines 777 with the same type of engine as well. And there was an engine problem in a February 2018 United flight. So Scott Hamilton of aviation news site Liam News said there might be a common theme. But until the investigation is complete, we don't know that. So yesterday, all 128 of the 777s with the same Pratt & Whitney engines were grounded worldwide. In the wake of this emergency landing, 69 were in service, 59 were in storage. So besides United, they took 24 planes out of service. It also affected Japan Airlines, Al Nippon, and South Korea's Asiana and Korean Air. So I think Egyptian Air or Egypt Air had to ground four planes. Just scary, scary stuff. I am just so grateful that this happened, not when they were over the Pacific, because that could have been an absolute disaster. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Mount Etna continues to erupt. It's Europe's most active volcano. It's awing seasoned volcanologists. But it's kind of lighting up the Sicilian sky in Italy. The latest eruption overnight happened around 9 o'clock in the morning Tuesday. And it has been belching lava, ash, volcanic rocks on a regular basis. Catania Airport nearby has been closed temporarily. Residents of the town of Padara said it appeared one day last week as if it was raining rocks and a thick blanket of ash covered the town. So I believe they've been kind of evacuating. Volcanologist Boris Beckney of the National Institutes of Etna Observation Center has followed the latest developments. And, it's gorgeous to watch. It's just, I just don't know how safe that is. Currently, no reports of damage or injuries, but we will keep you posted. What has sustained huge injury is Ted Cruz's reputation now with the Cancun Gate. To recap, they lost power in their house, and he, the wife, and the kids flew to Cancun after 2 days of no power and freezing weather. He got caught at an airport. People took pictures of him. He returned the next day. Then the wife returned. And we're being told today that the wife was, can't use the word on air, but ticked, rhymes with hissed, about the leaked text messages, and the paparazzi coverage. And it is, it has to be frustrating. You're a public official, you're in the public eye, you know what you're getting into, but, you know, you're getting out of Dodge, like a lot of people are, and now you possibly could be losing your Senate seat. So he continued his public apology tour. He was, I believe, on a podcast called The Ruthless Podcast, and he said that he hasn't seen this much negative press coverage since Northern California in the 1960s. I think what he was referring to was the Zodiac Killer. Gosh, that was scary. What was happening with that? And I think they found him. I think they believe they found who it was. But Cruz referenced photos that circulated about his pet dog, Snowflake, which people said he abandoned at home. He said, I spend too much time on Twitter, so I see apparently I've literally fed Snowflake to the wolves. He said, and the heat and power was back on when he left. The dog was accompanied by a sitter. He said it was real creepy that a reporter captured a picture of his dog staring out of a window, and even more creepy that his wife Heidi was photographed on the beach in her bikini. He goes, I will tell you, she was hissed about all the rest of it. She's fine. He said, Heidi is smoking hot, so I looked at the pictures and said, man, you look great. So he was trying to kind of make light of it. But, yeah, I know, people have asked, people have talked about how, you know, Donald Trump had unfortunately pointed out that his wife didn't look like Melania, which I didn't think was, you know, the best thing to, for him to say during the primaries. But the, you know, where we go with politics is really hitting some real low levels. And politics has gotten ugly because everybody is just getting ugly. And it is going so back and forth that I don't know when we'll be able to save it. So, for example, mail-in ballots, I think, are going to become official. I believe that, and I'm not exactly sure when that's going to be solidified, but we're being told that the mail-in ballots might be a thing of the, shall we say, of the future with future elections. And the mail-in ballots, I think, were a cluster. I mean, people of all sides, Democrat, Republican, Independent, tell me they didn't get theirs, or they got two, or they got, you know, you really worry about the election integrity. And you, you know, worry about, you know, can somebody print these up? Can somebody, you know, fill them out? Can somebody who's harvesting them and helping people carry theirs change their vote? That should be obvious. I mean, it's, you know, when you see a vote scratched out, Trump scratched out and Biden, you know, picked or vice versa, you should be able to pick that up. But I'm already hearing people say, well, look, you know, the Republicans are going to have to play dirty like the Democrats. No. Okay. You know, first of all, we don't know what happened with the election. I mean, we know it was probably a mess. We know there was some fraud because dead people had casted ballots. But the last thing we want is people preemptively planning, you know, there to be quote unquote election fraud. All right. You go to jail for that. And I understand mail-in ballots can, most elections, most countries don't do that because the only way to guarantee an integrity of somebody voting is that one person going up there, being witnessed on camera, going up there and submitting their vote. You know, once it's like, yeah, it's in the mail, checks in the mail. So, you know, with what happened with Ted Cruz and Cancun and all that, it shows that the priorities aren't about, okay, we need to get people working, we need to keep people safe, we need to open up hospitals, we need to get people money, we need to, you know, allow the economy to open up, we need to give people their liberties back. It's just not about that. Right now it's about, you know, how can we vilify, you know, one you know, senator or congresswoman versus another, and, you know, how do we preserve our party? And I find that really frustrating. I would rather see the news. I would rather see our Congress. I'd rather see a little bit more empathy and a little bit more, you know what, we're going to put politics aside. They all say that, but I'd really like to see that done. The 1-877-DOC-LE.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The spotlight is on the massive security failures during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Two Senate committees calling a joint hearing and Senator Rob Portman of Ohio saying that lawmakers must find out why the Capitol was so vulnerable to attack.
Some witnesses have suggested there is an intelligence failure. We need to know whether Capitol police officers were properly trained and equipped to respond to an attack on the Capitol. And if not, why not?
Democrats are continuing to push their $2 trillion stimulus plan, a vote expected later this week in the House. The bill then heads to the Senate. Meanwhile, Republicans not happy with the bill, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California.
And think about this. This is supposed to be a COVID bill. Only 9% of it goes to COVID.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is planning to visit Texas later this week as the state recovers from a deadly winter storm, Biden declaring a major disaster of 108 counties in Texas. As the Major League Baseball season approaches, one team is looking for a new CEO and president.
Seattle Mariners president and CEO Kevin Mather resigned from the MLB club on Monday after a video of comments he made to a Rotary club surfaced, drawing widespread condemnation. Mather apologized for his comments on Sunday night, saying he took full responsibility for his lapse in judgment. In the presentation to the Bellevue, Washington Rotary Club on February 5th, Mather made what many consider disrespectful remarks about several of the team's players and employees, including critiques of the English of multiple foreign players. This wasn't the only controversy Mather caused during his tenure with the team. He was the target of allegations of harassment by two former female employees in the late 2000s. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Coca-Cola is being slammed for some of the diversity training that workers had to undergo. And apparently, whistleblowers said that they were told to be, quote, less white. This is being reported by New York Post and multiple outlets where Coca-Cola employees were urged to be, quote, less white as part of the company's alleged diversity training. The material has been yanked offline from what we understand after a whistleblower posted it. The, quote, confronting racism course was offered by LinkedIn Education and allegedly utilized by the soft drink Titan. In the U.S. and other Western nations, it had said, white people are socialized to feel they are inherently superior because they are white. That reads one of the slides. And this was posted on Twitter by YouTube commentator Carlin Borsenko. She had posted something that was from an internal whistleblower. Another slide suggests to try to be less white, with tips including be less oppressive, listen, believe, and break with white solidarity. Borisenko describes herself as a supporter of banning critical race theory, said the screenshots were sent to her from an internal whistleblower from Coca-Cola, who told her the course was, quote, required. Her tweet from Friday garnered 18,000 retweets and more than 34,000 likes, and on Monday, LinkedIn said it had pulled the controversial course, and the course was written by sociologist Robin DiAngelo, the author of, quote, White Fragility. So, Vice President of Corporate Communications, Nicole Leverich, said the Confronting Racism course featuring Robin DiAngelo is no longer available in our course library at the request of a third-party content provider we license this content from. So one of the screen slides, the screenshot says, to be less white is to be less oppressive, be less arrogant, be less certain, be less defensive, be less ignorant, be more humble, listen, believe, break with apathy, break with white solidarity. See, I look at this as very insulting for somebody who isn't white. They say to be less white is to be less ignorant, I thought they were trying to say to be ignorant compared to. I think it's all offensive all the way around. Leverage continued. We continue to a wide variety of learning content, including more than 270 courses on the topics of diversity, inclusion, belonging. We will continue to add new courses to help people learn the skills they need to be more successful in their career, including the foundational skills we all need to be effective allies and help build a more equitable future. Now, Coca-Cola denied that the training was mandatory for employees, but Borisenko told the outlet that multiple workers said yes, it was. So the training material has been removed. Now, see, in medicine, one thing that I have taught students and colleagues is the certain cultures have different approaches to their health and to not have bias. And not the frame of reference for this was, the preface was, there when I was delivering babies, I spoke Spanish, so I would take care of a lot of non-English speaking Latinas. And they would be, they manage their pain many times without an epidural. We offer it, and they many of them did not want an epidural, which is pretty admirable, pretty gutsy. But they would be more vocal in their pain. And you would hear insensitive people in the ward going, oh gosh, you know, they're so dramatic, or they're so, and I'm like, no, you know, that's how they're trying to do it without an epidural. And they vocalize, some of them vocalize their pain more. It's a cultural thing. And so I found that there was a need in medicine to discuss cultural differences. You know, many people might not realize that, you know, some people have accused Latina patients of being non-compliant, where they wouldn't take their medicine, they'd only take it once and not take it again. They were being non-compliant. I'm like, no, don't accuse them of being non-compliant. You don't understand. Many times in their culture, you only took the medicine once. The concept of taking a medicine every day for years might be new to them. And, you know, I picked up on this because when my patients would say, yo tomé la medicina, and they would basically, as a past tense, yeah, I took it. Tomar is to drink, but it's a term they use to take medicine. And they took it, and they took it once, and that was it, and they didn't understand that this is an everyday medication. And so so we do need to train others on how other cultures approach certain things, and I think that's vital. But in terms of attacking one race and telling them to be less of their race is racist. And we need to be very, very careful about how we approach, you know, the pendulum swinging, because, you know, we're trying to teach people to not tell somebody to be less white or be less black or be less Jewish or be less of a girl. You know how much in trouble you could be if you said, could you be less Jewish? You're like, well, what does that mean? What are you saying? Or you need to be less black, or you need to be less Latino, or you need to be less white. those are taboo. You could get fired. But we're hearing time and time again that there is content and curriculum introduced telling people to not be of their race. I don't know. That could get people into a lot of trouble. I wrote a piece on what words could get you into trouble. There's been some, this isn't on race, but, you know, there's been a lot of discussions on you can't say manhole anymore or, you know, manpower or man up. And you know how I talked about how a lot of people don't get the memo, and so they'll say something wrong and they don't realize they were being sexist, shall we say? And it's because a lot of terms, you know, that we grew up with became embraced and inducted into a sexual dictionary and have been used as double entendres now, and you're trying to say a word and it's going to be unfortunately used against you as you're being either sexist or inappropriate. Now, younger generations like the millennials and the Zs, they've heard these terms sexually in songs, so they know. But a lot of Gen Xers and baby boomers don't realize that some of these words have changed. And then when they get in trouble or they get fired, they're like, why didn't anybody tell me that? You can't say that anymore. So here's just a few of the words that you might want to be careful. So let's say you work in the restaurant or food industry. You need to be careful when you use the term fork, spoon, milkshake. There's terms. These are terms that can be construed as sexual. Bacon, seat, cushion, bite, suck, chew, nibble, slurp, melons, noodle, pickle, wedge, crack, butter, sizzle, cook, heat, fry, simmer, saute, batter, foam, buns, franks, hot dog, knockwurst, beans, eggs, cream pie, shrimp, and teabag. These are words that might get you into trouble. Be very careful the context you use them in. In construction, carpentry, automotive, you got to be careful when you talk about a nut, screw, smash, female, male, outlet, inlet, hole, exit, entrance, hose, pipe, blow, wrench, cock, hammer, vibrate, drill, bulge, peg, kink, lube, nail, and stud. Got to be careful those words. Farm animals. Got to be careful using the term goose, heifer, cow, hoe, plow, furry, cock, animal, petting, kitty, doggy, bareback, pluck, bale, harvest, sow, donkey, ass as in donkey, buck, honey, irrigate, mow, rake, ram, plant, and troll. Why? Well, I guess some people will say, you know what? Yeah, I drilled it, or I drilled, no. Maybe avoid the verbs and say, I used a drill. Instead of I forked the meat, instead change it to I used a fork for the meat. Don't tell somebody working in the restaurant or fast food, nice buns. Say, nice job toasting the buns. And don't say, man, she blows. Say, she's not very good at her job. All right? These are terms that unfortunately can get you into trouble, people. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing,
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. Tiger Woods has been injured seriously in a car accident. This was in Southern California, according to a report coming from, I believe, the L.A. County Sheriff's Office. It was a rollover collision. They said approximately 7:12 a.m. they responded to a single-vehicle rollover traffic collision on the border of Rolling Hills Estates and Rancho Palos Verdes. The vehicle was traveling northbound on Hawthorne Boulevard at Black Horse Road when it crashed. The vehicle sustained major damage. The driver and sole occupant was identified as PGA golfer Eldrick Tiger Woods. Mr. Woods was extricated from the wreck with the jaws of life by L.A. County firefighters and paramedics, then transported to a local hospital by ambulance for his injuries. The traffic investigation is being conducted by investigators right now. As we know, he's been coming off a back injury in December. he was updating us on his health. I think on Sunday there was a CBS. I don't know if that was when they were trying to show the NHL game, but they were. But I remember Tiger Woods was updating him, saying, "I'm feeling fine, a little bit stiff. I have one more MRI scheduled, still in the gym, still doing the mundane stuff that you have to do for rehab, the little things before I can start gravitating to something more." But he was on the golf course on Monday working with Dwayne Wade, and you see him smiling. So we'll keep you guys posted, but after having back surgery and then unfortunately needing the jaws of life to get him out of the vehicle, this is very, very frightening, and we'll keep you guys posted as soon as we get any more information. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Michigan woman died from COVID-19, but what was different about this, and tragic as well, is she got coronavirus from an organ transplant. Apparently she had a double lung transplant from a donor who looks like ended up having the virus. The incident may be the first proven case, they say, in the U.S. in which the coronavirus was transmitted through an organ transplant. It was published by the American Journal of Transplantation. They said, "We would absolutely not have used the lungs if we'd had a positive COVID test." That's according to Dr. Daniel Call, director of the Transplant Infectious Disease Service at University of Michigan Medical School. So all the screening that they were normally, that we could do and were able to do, they did, they said. The donor was a woman from the upper Midwest, and this woman had died from severe brain injury in a car accident. The recipient had chronic obstructive lung disease and was operated on at University Hospital Ann Arbor. Nose and throat samples collected from the donor and the recipient were all negative for COVID-19. Yet 3 days after the surgery, the woman developed a high fever, low blood pressure, heavy breathing, and a lung infection. So then doctors decided to test for COVID after the woman went into septic shock. Fluids tested from the lungs were also tested, and the results were positive. They say history obtained from the donor's family revealed no history of travel or any recent fever, cough, headache, or diarrhea. It is unknown if the donor had any recent exposures to people known. And again, you know, the recipient was in the hospital. 4 days after the operation, a surgeon who had handled the donor's lungs also tested positive for the virus, but he later recovered. Now, unfortunately, the transplant recipient deteriorated quickly. She died 61 days after the surgery. So Dr. Call concluded that this case proves that there needs to be more extensive sampling of organs before transplant surgery, especially in regions where there are more COVID-19 cases. And this isn't the first time we heard somebody was negative and still showed up positive. Still ended up being positive. And again, you know, could she have acquired it from the hospital? Well, they could trace it. But unfortunately, it just kind of reminds you that, you know, we could do as much as we can do, but at some point we have to, you know, realize that we're not going to catch them all. And so unfortunately, go through a lung transplant and go through all that. Well, the other thing that also makes this very nerve-wracking is a lot of us have been exposed to COVID. And if we die, God forbid, from reasons other than COVID, and we're organ donors, I mean, I understand this was lung transplants, but still. I mean, are we going to have to then refuse organs from people who were exposed? That could limit a lot of potential donors. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Moderna is going to increase their COVID-19 vaccine doses in each vial from 10 to 15. This would then help, it'll give people more bang for their buck. I'm sure they will charge more, but it'll allow us to vaccinate a little quicker. So Moderna's president, Dr. Stephen Hoge, plans to tell lawmakers Tuesday that the company received positive feedback from the FDA to increase the doses on each vial of vaccine from 10 to 15. They say the FDA has given us positive feedback on our proposal. We are pursuing a plan that may allow up to 15 doses from each vial. Now they can produce and deliver doses more quickly. So the move would boost output with faster manufacturing runs. So the company right now is on track to deliver 100 million doses for its two-dose vaccine by the end of March, 300 million doses available by the end of July. Moderna intends to double its monthly shipments again in April, reaching over 40 million doses each month. Right now, President Joe Biden says the U.S. is on track to deliver more than 600 million doses. If they end up not doing the two-dose vaccine regimen, then it could be fantastic in terms of they could then vaccinate everybody. Not that everybody wants it, but, you know, that would be enough. If they do require the two doses, then we're still short about 100, 200 million doses. But Johnson & Johnson is hoping to clear regulatory hurdles for its vaccine candidate. So the U.S. could have 700 million doses by mid-year. That would be enough. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. I tell you, I think things are going to move quickly. I'm pretty positive about it. In fact, speaking of positivity, Americans are more confident in the economy. That's always a good sign. The government stepped up stimulus payments to families. Coronavirus cases began to fall. They're still worried about how long the pandemic will linger. But I think right now, once consumers start to see, trust me, the stocks had a huge hit today. But once people see that states are opening up, governors are loosening, you know, restrictions, I think we're going to see some hopeful action. The index of consumer confidence rose to a three-month high of 91.3 in February from 88.9 in January. Economists polled by Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal had a forecast small increase to 91, so it's better than expected. Now, still, consumer confidence is far below pre-pandemic levels. According to MarketWatch, the index stood at 132.6 before the viral outbreak last year, so we're still low. And we were doing pretty good. The economy was pretty damn good. But the index attracts how consumers feel about the economy. It rose for the first time in 4 months, which was expected because we're slowly coming out of cough, cold, flu, nasty season. We're coming, hopefully, into the spring. The government sent out $600 stimulus payments to most families in January. They increased unemployment benefits for the millions of jobless Americans. And, I mean, $600 barely covers rent for some people. But for others that had maybe, you know, they were able to rent defer, et cetera, they were able to use that money and put it into the economy. Still think it's low, but, you know, where we're getting the money from and how we're printing it is a whole other process that we need to figure out. But Americans might then start to plan vacations. See, vacations are huge, all right? And they say that is a huge indicator and a huge sign of where we're going with the economy, that if people are going to start planning vacations, that means they are planning to spend. That means they are committing to spend, getting the flight, getting the hotel, booking the rental car, or, you know, downloading the Uber app. It's a good sign. So will the economy be on the mend? Oh, it's going to take a while. I think we are going to be in a recession or depression for a while. But hopefully it's going to be better than where we are now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.